Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Steve Jones Show as we start a new week here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, Monday afternoon. Matt Catrillo back here with you in the producer's chair. Good to be back on the show, filling in for Sean Carey, who has the day off. You'll also have the day off on Wednesday, and good afternoon to you, Steve.
Hey, good to have you on board there, Matt. How's the new voice of Shikellamy football doing?
I guess I'm doing pretty good. Something like that.
Good. Now, if you're wondering if we made a change, there's just certain people are campaigning for it. All right, so I always feel like I put Maddie in this uncomfortable position. Well, I really shouldn't openly campaign, but I think you and the chief would work well together.
We almost did work together during when I was doing Lewisburg football a couple years ago. We almost worked together before we actually went to work with Kevin, so maybe someday.
Yeah. So there you go.
Love the chief.
Yeah, I mean, someday could be closer than you think. Meanwhile, there's a guy pacing back in the digital media office that's like, oh, God. What's he doing? I just won an award. I'm an award winner. You're not.
Actually, the digital media office is closed when I last passed by, so he might be out and about this very fine Monday afternoon.
Well, I can tell you what he's not doing. Practicing for the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament, which is what he should be doing.
I just don't want a repeat of last year, that's all.
I've changed teams.
Actually, I did hear about this. John did tell me. We've split the teams up this year.
I am with the wonderful people. Steve Engel, awesome. Adam Purdy, awesome. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to bury that group. No.
Hey, I'm looking forward to it. I will be tagging along doing some social media stuff while you guys battle it out.
There you go.
So I'm looking forward to it.
I'm going to bury you people. Trade me. You're buried. Right? What's the other thing? You're dead to me.
That's right. We'll get all the trash talk in. This is going to be fun.
Trash talk? No. Okay, this is called time to back it up.
There you go, even better.
I'm going out to practice tonight. Why? Because I want to back it up. When I'm done, you'll regret you dealt me. Yeah, hey. Chris, hey, White Sox, Chris Sale, how do you feel now? All right, so.
Oh.
That's dealing me, man. Okay. Got a really, really nice email today from Jeff, who does travel through the area to Shamokin. And Jeff's from the Hazleton area, about Tommy Stevens. And it was very thoughtful. And I want to get into it. I know I emailed him back. Started out with... to whom it may concern, don't ever bother me again. No. Wrong approach? No.
Maybe. I don't know.
I did sign at the suit, though.
Jeez.
What? When in doubt, go with the one nobody trusts. All right. And it dealt with what we've talked about on the show. And there's an essence to it, a bottom line to it. Let me see. I'll start with this part. You know what really struck me about Jeff's email? is he sent it from his iPhone, and this is long.
Wow.
Like, you sent this from your iPhone? I hope you did this on some sort of Apple and then eventually send it on your iPhone. He said some very nice things about the broadcast, which I appreciate very much. Mainly I listen to your show on WKOK in Sunbury once or twice a week while traveling on the interstate to pick up my daughter in Shamokin. A few weeks back, I was listening to your thoughts on transfer quarterbacks in the NCAA. Jalen Hurts, Tate Martell, and Justin Fields come to mind. You disagree with the concept in general, but especially with the fact that these players are transferring because they don't care to compete for the position. And then it says, yet here we are a few weeks later, and it's one of our own. He puts "our own" in quotations, in Tommy Stevens. Okay. And I think what I explained to Jeff in my email back to him is this. When I'm talking about high-profile quarterbacks, they're the easiest people to identify in the transfer portal. Their names, you know, Jalen Hurts is a name that our audience recognizes right away. I think Justin Fields is a name our audience recognizes right away. And now I think it's safe to say everybody knows who Tate Martell is. What I've always said about Jalen Hurts is this. Jalen Hurts, I don't think, could have handled his situation any better. He had been the starter. He lost his job to Tua Tagovailoa. Didn't say a word. Stayed. Oh, and by the way, when they needed him in the SEC championship game with Georgia, Jalen Hurts stepped right in and could not have handled himself any better, and he directed them to a victory. Jalen Hurts has his degree. So he has now been there all these years. He had been a starter for 2 years, lost his job, hung in there, was ready when they needed him, got his degree, and transferred. I have had nothing but praise for how Jalen Hurts handled everything. I don't mind the fact that he's at Oklahoma, and he has his degree. And as I've said in talking about the grad transfer rule on Friday, because Friday was the day the NCAA said that they weren't going to change the grad transfer rule. What they wanted to do was this with the grad transfer rules, what I find very interesting. They wanted to make it more difficult. So Matt Cotrillo gets his degree from Penn State and is an outstanding wide receiver. But he'd like to grad transfer and he wants to go to TCU. Well, in my opinion, Matt Cotrillo has done everything you can ask for at a university. Right? He played. He got his degree. Now, if he'd like to go someplace for another year and play, okay, I got it. I understand it. They think it's a better situation for them or a better opportunity to go pro, whatever it may be. But what they wanted to do is if Matt Cotrillo did not get his grad degree in a year, which is not easy to do, by the way, he would count as a scholarship as a second year as well, even though he wasn't playing. Cooler heads and smarter heads prevailed on that. So I have been had nothing but from, and I think everyone who listens to the show, no issue at all with what Jalen Hurts did. Zero. But with Tate Martell and Justin Fields, Jeff is correct, and I said, look, all they did was run away from competition. And that is all they did. But my issue is not with Justin Fields and Tate Martell transferring. Not at all. My issue is with the NCAA allowing them to play right away. That's the issue I have. Anyone could transfer. Okay? Anyone can transfer. You want to transfer? Transfer. But my issue has been with the NCAA, Jeff, which I wrote this email back to Jeff. He hasn't responded yet. Probably hasn't had a chance to. And it's the NCAA granting so many waivers. And I know I'm repeating some ground here, but I think it's important. So I don't want people to be confused about this. I'm not against Tate Martell transferring. Do I think he's running away from competition? Yeah, sure I do. Justin Fields, do I think he's running away from competition? Yeah, sure I do. But my point is that should not be the waiver you get from the NCAA. In other words, you know, you can come up with all sorts of inventive excuses as to why you want to play right away. Running away from competition is not one of them. That's, oh, when it comes to the competition part, we all know why they left. Justin Fields saw an opportunity to be the starter at Ohio State. Tate Martell sees the opportunity to start at Miami. It's the NCAA where I have a big problem with. They granted, especially in Tate Martell's case, they granted him a waiver right away. For what? What's his hardship? What's his hardship? Yeah, okay, Urban Meyer's no longer the head coach. Okay, the head coach happens to be his former position coach. Hmm. How about that? And his former offensive coordinator. Hmm. How about that? So, that's the issue I have, is the NCAA part. It has nothing to do with Tommy Stevens. Tommy Stevens got his degree, okay? And he can do whatever he wants, a grad transfer. And contrary to popular belief, Tommy Stevens did not have his degree in May of last year. Tommy Stevens did not get his degree until December of last year. So it's never been about that part. My issue has always been with the NCAA. I don't mind if Tate Martell transfers, sit out a year. I don't mind if Justin Fields transfers, sit out a year. I'll give you an example basketball-wise. Isaiah Brockington. Isaiah Brockington transferred from St. Bonaventure to Penn State. Oh, by the way, he put in for a waiver to see if he could play this year, and he just did it because, hey, look, everybody else is doing it. I'll do it too. That's why Isaiah did it. Oh, the NCAA said no. Okay, so he's a no, but Tate Martell's a yes. Really? Really. There's no rhyme or reason as to what they do and why they do it. And the Martell thing was really, really, really bothered me. Again, I don't care if he transfers. Transfer. Okay? But you shouldn't be playing right away. If a coach goes someplace else, there's a buyout. Okay, well, guess what? If you transfer as a college student to playing football or basketball, your buyout is sit out of here. Unless you've already done what you're supposed to do, and that's get your degree. So my issue is with the NCAA, not with the individuals. I've used individual names. I've used individual names to make a point where it was not a criticism of the individual. I'm not criticizing the individual. I mean, I know why they left, but I've used the part about like not wanting to face competition as the reason why they left. Well, they can leave for that reason. That's perfectly fine. That doesn't mean they should be able to play right away. That's my issue. My issue is that Tate Martell gets to line up this year, possibly as the starting quarterback at Miami, and that is, to me, college football free agency. And there's no rhyme or reason as to why this, except for having the attorney. The attorney's a big part in this. Okay, the ability to transfer from one school to another, but then another guy who, by the way, doesn't have the power attorney, transfers to play basketball from St. Bonaventure to Penn State. He puts in for a waiver. He's told no. It has nothing to do with Penn State. Zero. It's just I know Isaiah asked for it. So why is Isaiah Brockington a no, but Tate Martell's a yes? Why is Isaiah Brockington's a no and Justin Fields is a yes? Why? There's no rhyme or reason as to how this organization operates. It's the waiver part that I am really not enamored with at all, because they're granting waivers to everybody, anywhere, anytime. I believe the first 64 waivers that were requested this year, 51 were granted. Really? 51. That's a very high percentage of waivers granted. And again, if you want to know why I think that they're granting waivers, is that they are concerned about lawsuits. They're already engulfed in enough legal situations to begin with. as an organization. So, Jeff, that has actually been my rub with Tate Martell and Justin Fields, only as examples of transferring and being allowed to play right away, where it's an NCAA decision. If they want to transfer, fine. And if there's a legitimate reason to transfer, and a lot of them play right away, I'm okay with that. But Tate Martell, his legitimate reason to transfer is he didn't want to compete with the guy. So, to me, you sit out a year. That's where I'm talking about the quarterbacks. He should sit out a year. Jalen Hurts, no. He's a grad transfer. Tommy Stevens, he's a grad transfer. And when it comes to the situation here with Tommy, I think he would have been given, in my opinion, every possible opportunity to win the job here. When he ran, when he did his work in the spring, he was running, he never once ran with the second group. He ran with the first group the entire time, no exception. Not one time did he run with the second group. But he made the decision. He's at that line as a fifth year. Okay. Joe Paterno told me something years ago, and I've never forgotten this. And I realize there's a sting here about Tommy Stevens transferring, just like there was a sting here when Pat Devlin transferred. I mean, I feel that the Pat Devlin transfer cost Penn State a chance to be a very good team. Not great, but a very good team in 2010. Instead of being an okay team. They were an okay team in 2010. With Pat Devlin, they could have been a very good team. But he transferred. He went to Delaware at the end of the 2008 season. So I've seen this play out before. But Joe Paterno told me something years ago, and I never forgot this. And it's always been part of my attitude about players. Don't worry about who... He always said to me, Steve, don't worry about who we don't have. Worry about who we do have. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Purdy Insurance.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, whatever the insurance need may be. They are the insurance experts. They're going to find you the right insurance so you're completely covered. They're also going to do everything they can to get you the best price. And as time goes, they're going to update your insurance, help you out there, help you with decisions. If there's ever a claim, you can't ask for a better advocate. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. This is Earth Day. Matt, what did you do today to honor Mother Earth? Okay, not a good answer. All right. Okay. Great.
If Laura Good was listening right now, she'd give me a nice little talking to about that. Actually, she did this morning, but yeah. Not really a whole lot.
Wow. Well, at least you're honest about it. I asked the suit about it. He goes, I recycled. Okay, great. Now, he also put it into the wrong receptacle, but he tried to recycle. It's okay.
A for effort. What I did.
There was an attempt. So, yeah, at WPSU Channel 3, they have trash cans, but they have six different receptacles in it. So you have to sit there and say, okay, where am I going here? It's like big decisions. So, yes, I think this is the 49th Earth Day. I believe it began in 1970. And then we have Administrative Assistance Day coming up later in the week. So it's a big week there. was talking about grad transfers before, and I am, as I was talking about Jeff's very thoughtful email, Jeff from Hazleton, very thoughtful email about the subject. And I emailed him back, and I gave him the same response I used on the air. Again, my issue is not with grad transfers. To me, grad transfers, you've done your deal, okay? You've picked up your degree. As far as I'm concerned, your quote contract with the university has been fulfilled. And the university has done its part. They have worked hard to get you on the path to get a degree. So if you've got another year of eligibility remaining and you'd like to give it a shot someplace else, either you want to change the scenery or maybe you think it's a better opportunity. Nate Sestina. How about Nate Sestina? Go to play for Kentucky. Nathan Davis did a great job with him. I know Bucknell fans would love to have him back, but Bucknell did its part and worked hard on their end to get Nate Sestina on a path to a degree. Nate Sestina did his part and worked very hard and got his degree. Now he'd like to play basketball for Kentucky. That's fine. And, you know, as much as I'd like to see Tommy Stevens here, he is a grad transfer. That's not me rolling over and saying, whatever. You know, this current climate that we have, this current climate we have is a very interesting one in sports. Where now more than ever, it seems that the individual is important. Le'Veon Bell sits out the entire year because he's trying to get, quote, his value. Okay. Antonio Brown, now these are professional examples. Antonio Brown wants to get, quote, his value. Okay. Now, does he go about it personally to me in the right way of quitting? Like, and that's essentially what he did. He, the last game, week of the season, he quit. Wouldn't show up for meetings, practice, but then expected to play. It's like, nah, that's not how it works. But he wanted more money. I want to get what my value is. I think I'm one of the top five receivers. My value. Okay. Yet what do fans root for? Fans root for teams. Now, they root for individuals on the teams. But Antonio Brown's not a Steeler anymore. Now, Matt, I don't know who do you follow? I don't know what team you follow.
I'm Eagles.
You're an Eagles fan. So Nick Foles, totally different situation. Well, what, Nick Foles signed with what, Jacksonville?
He signed with Jacksonville, and right. kind of the same way we're talking about these grad transfers. That's fine that right. He went. I didn't expect him to return to the Eagles.
Right. Now, even though he leaves on good terms, who's your quarterback you're rooting for? Nick Foles or Carson Wentz?
Oh, it's Carson Wentz without a doubt. Rooted for him even when Foles was the quarterback because Wentz is the franchise guy.
But he's your quarterback of your team.
Exactly right.
Okay, if Carson Wentz is a Ram tomorrow, are you rooting for Carson Wentz or are you rooting for whomever's the quarterback of the Eagles?
It'd be Nate Sudfeld, which would be scary but yeah, I get your point though. Yeah.
I mean, that's what is so baffling about sports, but it's also how it's covered today.
There's no question.
So let's give you an example. I've used the Tiger Woods example before. Now, this is an individual sport. Tiger shoots 270. All right. That's the headline on ESPN. Now, it turns out Dustin Johnson shot 7-under-65 and is leading by 2 shots. But does he make the headline on ESPN? No, because Tiger Woods gets clicks. Right? LeBron, there was a story in the bottom of the banner on ESPN. I was watching, I think it was the Oklahoma City-Portland game the other night. Not last night, but a couple of nights ago. LeBron James is going to produce a boxing show. What the heck do I care about? Who cares?
See, and that's the issue with this whole thing as far as individualism and sports coverage now, because ESPN is the leader in that. Where you put out two perfect examples of why I think ESPN loses some credibility when it comes to this subject. is you have a guy in Tiger Woods who, yes, he gets clicks, but if Dustin Johnson's doing better, then he technically should be the story, but because Tiger gets clicks and he may not be doing so well,
right,
he becomes the story. And then
right,
when you go to something like LeBron, he's been out of basketball for a while. The Lakers stunk up the place this year, but yet I still see thousands of ESPN stories focusing on the Lakers and the coaching job and this and that more than they cover the playoffs, and they're worried about LeBron doing stuff off the court. That's the only issue with
again,
this, I think.
This has nothing to do with, there's nothing wrong with LeBron James and there's nothing wrong with Tiger Woods. So please, this is not a criticism of them at all. Zero, okay? Zero. They can't help who they are, all right? It's the way it's covered now. I was talking to my class about this today, Matt. When did we stop with the importance of winning and losing the game?
It's a very good question.
I mean, that's what bothers me now. I gave the example. Devin Booker scores 52. All right, well, that's impressive. That's the headline. Devin Booker scores 52. But they lost. I remember, and I gave this example in class today. I'll give it an example on the show. 1981, Penn State's ranked number one in the country in football. Late October. They're going to go down to Miami in the Orange Bowl. They're going to play Jim Kelly in Miami.
Okay.
And I want to say in the first half, it was inside the five-yard line, Kurt Warner gets hurt. He has to leave the game. And in the game, I want to say Todd Blackledge, I think, threw for 342 yards or some number. At that time, it was a Penn State record. And I think he had 45 or 50 attempts or something. And that was also a Penn State record. And Jonathan Williams, who replaced Kurt Warner at running back, set a Penn State record for most receptions in a game with 11. Well, Miami won the game in a driving rainstorm on Halloween, 17-14. So the next week, and this was 1981, so Joe had his press conferences at Toft Trees on Wednesday. That's where the quarterback club was at the time. Joe was asked in the press conference, and there was nothing wrong with the question, you know, moving forward, you know, with the way you threw the ball in that game, is that going to be the direction you want to go in with Penn State the rest of the season moving forward? And Joe said, threw the ball 50 times in the game, got licked. What does that tell you? Those were pretty close to his exact words. Because I remember the got licked part, because that was Joe used that expression a lot. He said, threw the ball 50 times, got licked. What does it tell you? It didn't matter that Todd threw that many times. It didn't matter that Todd threw for that many yards. It didn't matter that Jonathan Williams had 11 receptions, that these were all records. Penn State didn't win the game. That's what mattered. So does it matter that Devin Booker gets 52? I think that's interesting. He got 52. Obviously, he had a great night. But they didn't win. Albert Pujols the other night surpassed Babe Ruth on the all-time RBI list. But the Angels, you know, lost the game 6-5 to Seattle. See, I think what's happening is that we're getting caught up in all these milestones or a significant number for an individual. And yes, the Pujols mark is historically important. That shows the longevity, the consistency. Babe Ruth, obviously, last time I heard, was still a big name in the sport. All right, so that's a big deal. But the headline should be, okay, Mariners beat Angels 6-5, Pujols passes Ruth on all-time RBI list. Instead, it's Pujols that goes first. Now, I know it's one of 162 games, but like when I sit there and I look at checking out scores at night, the first thing I look when I'm looking for baseball, and everyone knows the Red Sox are my team. That's the team I grew up on. They're my team. I'm always looking at, first thing I'll go online on my phone or whatever it may be, boom, 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 I'm looking at what's the Red Sox score. I'm not looking to see how many hits Mookie Betts got. Then I'll look at the box score and see who did well. But I want to see who won first.
And with a score like that at 6-5, Steve, you should be focusing on what happened that they lost a one-run game like that. Because you can talk about most likely a managerial decision, or somebody made a wrong play or a clutch hit or something like that.
Right.
And then you can mention that towards the end of the story, and then you have those notebook stories that are becoming very popular for like the next day after a game, especially if a team like a baseball team has a day off. Then you go into that a little bit more.
Agreed. And, you know, there's always that funny Bob Uecker joke. I hit a grand slam once. It was a big hit. It made the final 13-2. Uecker hits grand slam. I can't remember who he was playing for at the time, the Orioles or somebody. Orioles run out. Yankees 13-2. But everything is now, it seems like so much of it is geared toward the individual. It's not Duke. It's Zion Williamson. Okay. It's not Oklahoma. It's Lincoln Riley and Kyler Murray. It's not Alabama. It's Nick Saban. It's not the NBA. It's LeBron James. It's not the PGA Tour. It's Tiger Woods. And again, the individuals I'm mentioning, look, they're all, this has nothing to do with them as individuals. Zero. Okay? Zero. It has to do with how we cover things today, where the individual is the single most important part of the story to get clicks. And I don't see, to me, it's about, now, individual sports are one thing, Roger Federer, Tiger Woods, whatever it may be. But I mean, here are today's headlines. These are ESPN headlines. McNabb clarifies take on Wentz after criticism. Who cares? He doesn't play anymore. Well, I don't care what he thinks. Tiger's ex-caddy, Masters win re-energizes golf. It's his caddy.
Yeah, that's a classic ESPN who cares story. I just want to focus on Tiger Woods right there.
Right. Mullen, heart and gut led to St. John's departure. All right, it might be an interesting story.
Yeah, that's legit.
Bills add former Jags running back Yeldon to backfield. That's a legit story because it's a story about moving forward for them. He might help them. Okay. Klay Thompson, dip in Pacific Ocean spurred 32-point game. Really? I'm not going to. What do I want to read that for? Who cares? Everything on here is just who cares? UFC fighter. Okay, that's dealing with a tragedy, so I'm not going to get into that. That's a legit story. It deals with a tragedy. Let's see. NCAA football. Mark Richt, not in plans to return to coaching. That's a legit story. Okay. Source, Saban set for hip replacement surgery.
Yeah, there's another one right there.
Yeah.
And the only thing I'll say to that, with this, Steve, I think the only difference between college sports and pro sports right now when it comes to this sort of coverage is college athletes now are still under the restrictions of the NCAA, and the NCAA still can, to me, has their own control of cover of this individualism a little bit here. Right. If they would just make rules that make sense and aren't contradictory like this transfer we were talking about. It all circles together. The NCAA can actually do something about it where it might be a little bit harder for the professional sports.
Well, their baseball headlines are all legit here. These are ESPN. I go to the baseball part. Gonzalez, free agent after release by Yankees. Okay, so he's free. Michael Wacha put on IL with knee tendonitis by Cardinals. Shoemaker out for the year for the Blue Jays, torn ACL. Judge, latest Yankee to go on IL. Kemp suffers chest contusion running into wall. Gonzalez broke collarbone in collision with Marte. I mean, those were all, every one of them is a legit headline. So now let's go to the NFL where the draft is coming up. Okay? McNabb clarifies take on Wentz criticism. Yelled in signing. Stafford's wife, okay, brain tumor surgery, okay, absolutely. Seahawks won first rounder for Clark, okay. Benjamin Watson considering 16th season. And Lennon's Sgt. Pepper piano sold to Jimmy Irsay. Oh, boy.
Yeah, there's another. The only thing I'll say, the McNabb story, I think, might be somewhat of a slight exception because it's been an ongoing thing, and McNabb's just said so many stupid things and done so many dumb things post his career that it just automatically becomes a story because he's been such a train wreck. But I think that also can be more of a regionalized story where it's been talked about in Philadelphia today, in Philadelphia media, besides the Sixers.
Of course it is, because it's a talking point. It's what drives clicks, what drives listeners. I don't like how sports is covered today. I just don't like how it's covered today. It's everything's about, okay, Blazers ignore trash talk. You know, every time you turn around, Russell Westbrook. What's wrong with Westbrook? Well, here's the problem. Okay? When you look at the series between Portland and Oklahoma City, it's all been about Westbrook, correct? It's all been about him. Right?
In that series, yeah.
Okay. You do know that the little numbers on the side should tell you something. Portland is the number 3 seed. Oklahoma City is the number 6 seed. The team that had the better seasons winning the series. I mean, come on.
I think part of the issue is everybody was pulling for that upset and was picking for that upset. I actually thought that would be an upset too, but it's not surprising that Portland's up by 3-1 because they are the better team.
But everything's about, you know, oh, Russ, he's got him in trouble. They went on the road. Russ, he shot so many times, blah, 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 blah. Who cares? They aren't winning because guess what? They barely made the playoffs.
And this is the other issue. This is a separate NBA issue, I think, Steve, when it comes to media coverage. This is not really necessarily an issue with the other four professional sports. But NBA is clearly about the individuals and about a handful of teams. And then if you're anything else, you're a nobody. That's how the NBA, to me, has become. And that's really not good for the league.
Sure it is. There's also one other thing the NBA is doing right now. Right, and this starts again with Russell Westbrook. Right, next question. They could ask a question, next question. Then they ask Paul George about a dunk at the end of Game 3. Next question. This is where we are. I mean, you sat down to do it, but like that's your answer? Come on. All right, come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.